Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And one of the teams that will be Parramatta, they will be playing right this Saturday night against the Storm. We've got their coach on the line now, Brad Arthur. Welcome to the show, old mate.
Thanks, boys.
And as they say, Brad, congratulations, but once you finish in the top four, it all starts again.
Yeah, look, I'm extremely proud of the boys. We had to fight pretty hard last night, and all the pressure was on us. You know, like we knew that Cronulla had been beaten before us, and we had to win that game to stay in the top four. So, and West Tigers had plenty to play for, and I thought they played a pretty expensive game. So I was pretty proud of their boys for, you know, in the situation after 20 minutes of the second half, they have to fight back, and, you know, I thought we'd done well.
What were you looking for from them last night, Brad?
I thought the last, well, a couple of weeks ago we decided that we weren't, you know, we'd sort of gone away from playing for each other, and we got back to that over the last 2 weeks, and we wanted to push, that fact again last night, playing for each other, but also to play with plenty of confidence with the ball, and I thought we started extremely well with the ball. And then, you know, in the second half, we had no ball for 12, I think it was 12 sets to one to start the second half, but then when we got the opportunities, and we only had five or six tackles at their try line in the second half. We iced those plays. So we haven't been doing that over the last couple of weeks. We'd lacked a fair bit of patience, and our execution was poor.
What do you say to the playing group, Brad, about the challenge of coming up against Melbourne?
Oh, look, we should embrace it. We should be excited. You know, we had recovery this morning, and the boys are extremely excited, you know, to get another opportunity, because they really, if we want to be honest, they embarrassed us and bashed us and humiliated us last time we played them down at Melbourne. So, and it's not about payback, but it's more about, you know, a bit of respect and pride for ourselves.
They have been a bogey side for you, though, haven't they?
We played them a couple of weeks ago and kept them in the middle, and I know they had quite a few of their stars out, but we can only go up against what's there, and I thought we'd done, you know, pretty well that night too. So, look, we're looking forward to the challenge, and like you said, it's a whole new competition now.
Coaches are noted worriers, Brad. So what's keeping you awake at night?
Oh, everything.
Generally the way it works.
Last night was a big occasion for us, and, you know, sort of been thinking about it all week, and, you know, the pressures of we'd been in the top four all year, and, you know, come down to really 80 minutes of football to see if we remained in the top four. You know, like, we were hoping Cronulla could do a favour for us. So the fact that we had to fight and come back under in a pressure situation, and with 20 minutes to go, and we'd, you know, the Tigers had all the running. So, look, I was pretty happy with that hit out for us moving into the finals.
In hindsight, it was probably a good thing that the Sharks got beat, because it put a little bit of acid to your blokes and they responded.
Oh, 100%, Kenny. And, you know, I would have preferred it to be the other way at the start of the game. But, you know, we look back at it now that we, you know, that's the pressures that we get. We have struggled with in the past, and we had to aim up. And, you know, there was, I think it was about 6 or 7 minutes to go, we got the opportunity to take a shot at goal. And it was a tough kick. But I wanted to put the pressure on them to see if they could, you know, show a bit of patience and come up with the right play at the right time. And, you know, Will Smith come up with a nice try. But, you know, that's a big step forward for us there.
From a mentality point of view, that's a real step there, isn't it? Because I watched Penrith a couple of weeks back, and they had a couple of opportunities when they were playing Brisbane, of all teams. And I thought they got a few penalties, and each time they actually took the conversion, which I thought, you know what, if I'm leading the competition and I'm coming up against a side that's struggling like Brisbane, I'm really going after the jugular. And the great teams of the past, the premiership winning teams of the past, that's what they do. So, and that was an indication of where your side's mind was at last night.
Yeah, and we got a couple of opportunities against the Broncos last week, and we opted not to take the shot at goal, and we didn't quite get those moments right. So it was only fair that I gave them an opportunity after we looked at it during the week to have another crack at it and get the opportunities right. And, you know, and hopefully that's going to be a good shot in our confidence for us.
Do you get Dylan Brown back for the finals, BA?
Oh, look, he's a chance. He's going to run on – oh, he's been doing a bit of training, but he's going to have a reasonable test on Tuesday, and we'll make a decision Tuesday. And if it's not this week, he'll be close to, you know, for our next game. So, look, he's a chance, and hopefully we'll name him on Tuesday and then see what happens when we get to Saturday.
The Mitchell Moses, mate, he's been in the news, and it's a funny thing because he seems a bit of a lightning rod for criticism whenever your team's not playing well. But how have you been nursing him through this?
Look, I think it goes with the territory of being a playmaker and a halfback and a player that earns good money. You know, I think that there's added pressure. And with Mitchell, we've just been focusing on what he does really well, and which is his kicking has been extremely good all year. The last couple of weeks, he's come up with a couple of poor options at the end of our sets. But, you know, if we have to do 20 kicks a game, he does 18 of them. So it's a fair responsibility. I thought his defence this year has been fantastic. And the last couple of weeks, he's got back to running the footy. You know, he probably focused on a bit too much of worrying about everyone else and steering the team around. And it's just getting that balance right. But I think he's starting to get it.
It's been a very unusual year, Brad. What's the strategy for you both to get through the finals in the best shape you can? Obviously, you've got to keep winning. I understand that. But has things changed given the year we've had?
Yeah, look, it's been a tough year for everyone. But I think, you know, because of the restrictions and the way it's structured around the bubble, it's been good for us too. It's made us tighter, appreciate each other more. And, you know, like they're sort of living with each other 24-7. So they've got to be prepared that not everything that everyone does they're going to agree with or like. But, you know, we've got to, you know, get through, ride through the bumps and get on with the job and you know, and work together. And I think we're starting to show that as a team, especially over the last couple of weeks, of that playing for each other a bit more and, you know, and especially under a bit of pressure.
Okay, Brad, good to catch up, mate. Best of luck for the finals next weekend.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate
it. Good on you, mate. Brad Arthur joining us. And yeah, Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.